anime fans, we're at After Buzz Anime Reviews. We're talking about Full Metal Alchemist episodes 5 through 8, and it's National Siblings Day. So what an appropriate couple episodes that we're going to talk about, because there's brothers. And are you really a brother? Did you have a life before? Or are you just a suit of armor? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So we're starting at a more mellow point in the song. Because let's be honest, these next four episodes were a tad underwhelming compared to the first four. Not in general.
No comment.
In comparison. This is AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We're talking about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood episodes 5 through 8. I'm your host, Carrie Lane, and the rest of my panel is awesome. Go down the line.
Hey guys, I'm Oliver Jenin.
And I'm Alexis Torres.
And in the booth.
Where is he?
Sorry, I got like 10 things going on right now.
It's all good.
Hey everybody, my name is Anthony. You can find me later.
All right, guys. So, real quick, make sure to subscribe AfterBuzz on YouTube and follow us on ABTV Anime, because we talk about not just anime, but we also talk about manga and other press releases that we maybe don't get time to cover fully in here. And then go to abtv.com to follow them online on the website, and make sure to leave a thumbs up and comment down below. We love your comments on the previous videos. Thank you for giving us feedback. And a couple people are like, oh, this is great. I just started watching. So I'm so glad you
Me
are
too. Me too. For anyone who doesn't know, again, a refresher, I've never seen this anime, surprisingly. And it's one of like the top animes I always hear.
It's great,
so
though.
Noob here.
It's all great. But real quick, before we dive into the episode, has anybody watched, read, played a game, anime-related, and wants to talk about it? Alexis!
Okay, so Saturday, there was a lot of things that came out on Saturday, so yes. I was pretty much just sitting on my couch being like, anime. So the two things I definitely got to watch was the third season of My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
Episode was great. I was expecting more crazy stuff happening, but I was also kind of happy that it was a very, like, it's the start of summer.
Mm.
So, of course, you have that summery episode where it's not really beach, but there's some sort of water activity, something like that. So, if you haven't watched it, go check it out. It's on Hulu, it's on Crunchyroll, find all the things. Also, the Persona 5 anime just started, which it's, if you don't know what Persona is, just look it up. I'm not going to explain it. It'll
we
take too long.
We talked about it on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the first episode also aired on Saturday as well. So, if you haven't played the game, be ready. They're pretty much just gonna go through the game in this anime, so you'll just get all the story without actually having to play it. So
sweet,
nice. I've been playing Digimon Cyber Sleuth.
Yes!
Hacker's Memory. It's so much fun. I've wasted my weekend. It's if you played the first one, like there's new Digimon, and I'm such a Digimon fan.
Oh my god, it's awesome.
I love Pokemon Digimon. Too, but yeah,
Digimon's better.
We're not going to start that. We're not going to start that.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Debate.
Oh, gosh.
I finished Shiver by Junji Ito, Tome series, and... Oh, so this is a short stories collection, and I was trying to, like, which one is the scariest, grossest, whatever, but...
Real quick, just a funny story. I was on the brink of buying that not too long ago, so...
I'll bring it and let you borrow it.
Such a good... I would love to.
Okay.
There you go!
I will talk about it. Check out... I'll put a thing in our Twitter, so make sure the ABTV anime, because I finished it, but I didn't write about it yet. It is super worth the buy, because, one, it's a great collection of short stories, but the thing that's really great about this volume of the collection is there's his notes, like his original sketches and translation of his notes, and a one page for every story of how he got the ideas.
Oh, cool.
Which is so cool, because you are like, how the fuck did you come up with these? Because you're like, why?
How do
so
you do
weird.
This?
So it's great. Viz Media is the one distributing that one, and I will put that on Twitter. So yeah. All right, diving in. As I kind of said, the next four, there's stuff that goes down, but it's a hair not quite as, like, intense thoughts on these next four.
No, you go, because I have a lot to say.
I want to hear it, too, because you know what goes down. I don't know. I would say, like, a little underwhelming, but more so, like, a teaser. I felt, like, really tease in these four episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, okay, you're kind of setting things up, but I want to know. I want to know more. But in episode 8, we finally got things rolling, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for the next four, I should say.
if people don't know, if you're just checking in, I'm the person who watches it, like, so much that I've mostly memorized most of the episodes at this point. But yeah, so this one, these episodes are tough because of the fact that it's so, like we've talked for the first four episodes, it's very squished. Because in the original one, we spaced out everything. Yes. So like, pretty much when we meet Dr. Marco or when we meet at the prison, like it's like 3 to 4 episodes each thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad because we didn't get to one. It sucks. Like it, we didn't get to see the amount of like what Dr. Marco has done, and the fact that we actually got to get into the introduction of the Ishvalan War. There's a lot more that goes into that, which you guys will find out more terrible things that happened in that war.
Later.
Yes, but I do like it because the fact that you get to meet more of the state alchemists in this one. So yeah, so I feel like it's a weird toss up of like, ooh, you get more things, but at the same time, we're gonna rush you because we have so much crap we have to get through. So, yeah, it's tough for me because I'm thinking about the old one, but at the same time, I love the animation and the character design for Brotherhood, so it makes me happy. Like especially when Ed wakes up the first time from the nightmare, and he kind of like slowly gets up. Like I loved that whatever that like animation that panels were, it was so cool.
And then if you guys are new to this, I've seen Full Metal Alchemist, but I've not seen Brotherhood, and then the first one. It's been some time, so I remember the episode 8 stuff, but not the details. And then 5, 6, and 7, I was like, vaguely, with the Scar showdown, so let's get into that.
Yeah, go for it.
I love I was like, ooh, flashback, just kidding, nightmare. Random funny question, does Al need to sleep?
No.
Okay, because I was like, he doesn't need to eat, so I don't
he doesn't
think
he doesn't need to sleep. I mean, sometimes he'll be quiet, so it seems like he might be sleeping.
Meditating.
He doesn't have to, because he doesn't dream either.
Good for him. I feel like I would go crazy. Like, if you can't eat, if you can't sleep, your mind is just constantly conscious, so.
Yeah, I feel he
seems very sane.
Yeah, I mean.
Very. He seems like a more responsible brother.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people mistake him as the older brother.
Yes. So, we got clarification, because we talked about it a little bit before. So, Ed is 15 at this point, Al is 14. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy they finally said in the next one, because I was like, we're doing the math. We're like,
But I think it's so crazy, because when you hear Al's voice, you think he's like 2, 3, 4 years younger than Al. But no, he's just a year.
They're pretty close. Mm-hmm. So, they find out that Nina and her dad are dead. But they're like, yeah, you can't go. So, that was interesting, because we talked about it a little bit last time of like how they discover the body or not. And then this way is a little bit different, just like hearing
way
about it.
Different, yeah.
Not quite as heavy. For a minute, when I was like, whoa, our father Cornello is back again? And I'm like,
that's actually what I was waiting for, because I knew it was going to happen. And I was like, I wonder what my panelists thought of this moment. Yeah. They're like, wait, we totally saw him die.
I was like,
was that in the original?
It is,
okay.
Yeah, Envy usually took that role, just like she did in this one.
So is she able to, if someone...
She's a Mystique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is funny
He's the
he. Yeah. I'm allowed to he because... referred to the person, I said it, as a he. But I'm like,
or they.
I was if you want to play the pronoun game, everybody usually calls him he in the show, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like
definitely men and women have cosplayed this character for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, maybe in terms of changing your shape so constantly, then the sex and your gender is almost irrelevant.
That's kind of pretty much what they were going for. That's why he's bossy.
Yeah.
Very gender neutral.
They're multifaceted.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Then we get humans are foolish and the poor, like, the townsfolk who are like, pitchforks and rah! And then the other people are like, whoa, no, dude, like, he's just crazy. This is wrong. And you're just sitting there going...
We know the truth.
But I was thinking there's something later that it's like vaguely foggy in my memory. So then I'm like, oh, is this episode? No, it's not. So then we'll just see. So then Alexis can't really answer this question, but it's kind of proposed at this time of like, so gluttony, lust, and envy are kind of seems like they're orchestrating some destruction, and why, which we don't really get yet. She's like, Ollie, do you have any theories? Or were you getting that vibe? Like that?
Oh, totally. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is already, I feel like this is already setting up like the 7 deadly sins. So I'm wondering, are we going to see 4 more? Like,
I'll just do that now.
She's like, yeah.
Because there's wrath, there's pride, you know. So I'm like, this is going to be a like a bad team to go up against if this is going
to
happen.
I cannot wait for you guys to meet the rest of the Sins. It's insane. Insane.
These ones are a little more prominent because they're in it longer. Yes. Because I was like, I remember them much more than the other
ones. We don't even get to them that much because the fact that we had this whole side story with the other Elric brothers.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. But if you go, you find out that there are two other boys who are, you could tell their age difference, but they're also blonde and also alchemists who are pretending to be the Elric brothers, but they're not.
The mining town, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I do remember
that.
I don't
know what you're talking about. But yeah, there's been like four episodes.
Don't worry about it. Later.
It's not, it's not even.
Question is, trying to recall, are we seeing these others, because I'm like, they're not human, because they say humans. Do we see them that soon in the regular?
No. Episode 14.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm like, we see them early.
I mean, like, we get glimpses of them throughout, but, like, you don't actually see the Father Cornello, like, episode of him coming back to life till episode 14.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Kind of fun to, like, speed it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that the fact that we had to go through all this other stuff, and then they're like, oh, because, I mean, they pretty much just gave the brothers other missions to do.
Yes.
This one, we're like, we're not cutting corners. Like, you have specific things for the Philosopher's Stone.
They for sure trimmed the fat on this.
Oh, yeah, that's why it feels so rushed to me.
Yeah.
The question, though, and then this, please comment down below if you've watched both versions of this show, is it, I won't want to say better or worse, but do you feel you're missing anything? And then were the other episodes too much of fillers, or is it nice to have that breather slash more information?
This one's superiorly, like, better.
Okay. Yeah, I feel,
hands down.
It's like, it's hard for me because it's like choosing my children because of the fact that I didn't read the manga first. I watched the anime first.
Yeah.
So watching the anime, it creates memories for me. Then I read the manga and I was like, I'm so lost. And then this came out and I was like, oh, so much better. But I mean, again, there's so much time happened. Yeah. That they're just, they're independent to me.
Sure.
Yeah. Me not having any knowledge of the original Full Metal Alchemist, I think I kind of gravitate more towards the things that aren't so filler.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I'm a Sailor Moon fan and oh my gosh, so much filler. So much filler episodes in so many seasons. So it's kind of nice to just really get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with you on that. Yes. It's nice.
So please comment down below your thoughts on that. Somebody last week, I'm sorry I didn't jot down the name, but I was appreciating that we are comparing it to the other one as well. I think it's important because we can't ignore that it exists.
I mean, it was still good for the time that it was in, and it really shattered
made
some
me
crazy
a fan
stuff.
I got my shirt. I'm like, made me a fan of it. And then I'm like, get into this. All right, then we get, we have Scar, which I like that right away that we know that Lust Gluttony want him dead. They're like, oh no, you keep every piece of him. I'm like, good, we know where we all stand, because I was like, does he not? No, they're not together.
It kind of establishes that he's like a lone gun.
He's a lone wolf.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy.
And they kind of,
I just wanted to point out, like, one of my favorite scenes in this episode was when Mustang confronts Scar.
Oh my god.
And he tries to do his snapping, and then he's like, nope, it's raining, and so the Hawkeye had to, like, save her pretty much.
But how did you feel about Winry? Hawkeye, the blonde soldier jumping in, since I know that we were talking about how a lot of our female characters are not doing so great.
This episode 5 definitely got me excited, because I was like, okay, we're getting some female badassery up in here, finally. I mean, I love Ed and everything, and Al, you guys are great, but I need my badass females for sure.
And we got at least a couple of them in this one. Lust, I don't know if she technically can.
She's a badass.
She's still a badass woman, but it was just like, well, you're also not human, I don't know how to, like, you know. Yeah.
And you need more than just one.
Well, of course,
That was my notes. I said, go Hawkeye! Yeah. And it was like, guns, and she saved Mustang. Because she's just like, you moron. Which I appreciated.
Yeah,
she's like, dude, you're useless in the rain.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like,
and it was nice because you get to kind of see, even though you don't really know the context of their, like, relationship, but you understand, like, oh, they're clearly really close, because she's like, you're an idiot, I'm here to save your butt all the time.
And she was really good at doing it, too, like, knocked him over.
I love her so much.
The part when, how scary or, like, stressed were you when Scar shows up, when Ed and Al are just chilling? I was like,
it was so creepy how he was just like, I'm just gonna hang out here.
Scar?
Yeah. Where he's just like staring at them as they're like sitting next to that statue.
Ed's having that great moment of like, I don't understand anymore. I thought I knew alchemy, but I'm questioning my beliefs. Who are you, dude? And then it's like, fight and run away, too.
He's definitely, like, I don't want to say he's creepy, but like, after definitely the episode where he did like the mercy killing.
Yeah.
I want to know more about him.
Yeah.
And it's something about him is also very sexy.
He's the agent of God. Like, we'll get there.
Just want to throw that out there. Very sexy.
So we learn that Scar is an Ishvalan because he has brown skin and red eyes.
Yeah.
And that's when we get our little bit of information of the military. So I'm like, oh, this is kind of modern news too. Yep. So military kills a kid, creates civil war, and then essentially genocide. So it's like, yay!
Definitely for people who are just watching this, you need to remember that information and put it in the back of your brain. It's very important.
He's Ishvalan?
Mm-hmm. Ishvalan.
Ishvalan.
Yeah. And that whole, how it started. Remember that in the back of your
brain. So it was pretty much a military officer killed a child. We don't really get the details of like what the circumstances were, but that leads to a civil war, and then it's kind of this revolution and these rebels, and then they're like, well, you know what, this is too out of control, we're just gonna kill all of them.
And we saw who was the person who
orchestrated that. King is in charge of that. And that's when those you can get into really long heavy debate of that, because it's like I don't know, but I don't think killing an entire group of people is the right answer.
Yeah. It's not great.
So, yay. So then they need to... Oh, the destruction these boys have. Like, Ed loses his arm.
Isn't that amazing when it blows up?
Oh, yeah, that animation's awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome.
And again, though, he goes, your automail saved you and didn't kill you. I'm like, Ed, don't get rid of it. Constantly, I'm like, dude, this is not a bad thing. Arm and a leg, no big deal. Like, okay, come on. Like, it's useful.
No. I'm with you.
And then we have the moment where the boys are talking and, like, he punches him. I laughed so hard, but I also was crying of, like, crying happy tears. And then, like, you can't die. You can't give up things. So then it's just like,
I love how it was sweet, but it was also, it served as comic relief for sure.
Which I appreciated in this one because the fact that in the original, I can't remember what episode it is because they're so jumbled at this point now, that in this moment, Al becomes quite... quiet, and then obviously when we get into the episodes of the prison and things like that, Al's personality changes quite a bit in the original. Not for long periods of time, but because of the fact that he has to deal with this crazy idea of him not being real, and then also dealing with the fact that his brother almost tried to, you know, sacrifice himself. So Al goes through a very, not depressed time, but he goes through like a solemn,
though.
Yeah, of course, a solemn moment where he's not as funny, and you can tell his voice was different. So it was weird to see. Back in the original, but this one I like that they threw in humor for this moment to really show it's like, you're being an idiot, you know, kind of moment, instead of it being like, I hate you right now.
Well, it was both. It's great because it has the humor and then very touching,
You could definitely feel it because real quick, Al, you know, you could just tell that he really wants to be human again.
Yeah.
We all want to be like superheroes and everything, but at the same time, like, we forget how great it is just to be a human.
He says the moment where he can't feel rain on his skin and that makes him sad.
Oh, it hurts.
You're just like, ah!
It hurts.
And that leads us into episode 6 because they're like, well, we got to go back to our mechanic. Okay, one thing I kind of noticed, and I didn't really notice on the other episodes, but man, this show gets you with its overly dramatic music.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which I'm partially like, I like it because it helps give me the feels, but then I'm like, it's a little much.
Dude, them strings, though.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
So good.
I was like, well.
How are you liking the score soundtrack, Ollie?
I think it's very, something about it's just very tranquil. Like, I feel like there's so much action in this anime, yet when you hear the music, it's kind of like you're at peace. You feel like you're in, like, a sanctuary. Like, Yutada Hikaru, like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I definitely like this episode, because I think this was really when we first, for me, I learned who, like, Winry was. Like, we saw her before, but she's, like, hilarious.
No.
I love her, how she has an attitude.
She gets
like,
so much better.
I'm excited.
Well, because even more humor, Armstrong joins us.
Oh, yeah! I've been waiting for this episode for so long!
I was like, road trip!
Yeah.
But they pause on it because then they meet they spot Dr. Marco. Mm-hmm. And a very noble cause of like, well, use alchemy to help heal people. And you're like, sure, great. Well, what else did you do? Oh, yeah, you know, just research into Philosopher's Stone and... We'll get to what that is. It could be a liquid, which is very interesting, and that's kind of a cool, like, oh, it doesn't have to be the solid that they're expecting. So that was kind of a nice, like, nugget of info.
But still, Dr. Marco even said that it's still unstable because it's not a perfect creation. It's just close enough. Yep. And it will run out eventually. So if they do find the real stone, it must be 10 times more powerful and destructive.
It could be. It can not only be a solid, but a liquid. Can it be a gas?
I mean,
oh my god, science.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
I'm not going to say that.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
Well, he first goes like, nope, I'm not going to share my research. It's the devil's research where you sitting there going, give him the notes. I was. I'm like, come on. But then he runs and gives them to him at the train. Well, says go here, which is smart. I love where he hid it. I like to hide a tree in a forest. You're like,
no. Well, no. I mean, I was on the same boat. I was kind of like, yeah. Tell him where it is. You should help him out. But at the same time...
When you learn it.
Well, I'm also sad because the fact that when in the original, we actually get the episode of seeing the library burn down. We didn't get to see that in this one. Because you get to see who burned it down, who tried to save it, all that kind of stuff.
You don't see that at all in this?
No. They just show up and it's burned down.
No, it's already burned down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't remember all that. So do we learn later? Lust says she orchestrated it.
Yeah, she already said it.
Yeah, but who tried to stop it?
Brain. Was it Ed and them? Crap. I don't remember.
Were they there and tried to stop it? Because this one, they just show up.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Though.
But yeah.
I like that we have the grandma and Winry and just so much humor in this episode. Mm. I love how this show can be like, here's the like happy, funny moments and then super like heavy, depressing. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to handle this. But it's them that make it really funny. And then this came up later. I was like, so they fix the arm. Less prone to rust, but less strong. I was like,
That was definitely a setup.
I was like, no, come on, let's deal with the rust. Mm-hmm. I want it as strong as possible.
I was a little sad. Maybe it's just because I'm just a terrible human being. But in the original, when they show that he's about to go attach his nerves again, it's a little bit more dramatic because it's like, I mean.
This is almost comedic, yeah. Because he's like, ooh, that part always hurts.
I mean, yeah. So it was, I think they cut back to when he like first had to go through it. And that one's even worse because you get to see him as like a child being put through this and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so it was quick, but it's also kind of nice. I'm like, okay, he needs to get back to Central. Let's just move on. But this one is also spanned out within 3 episodes. Armstrong gets to hang out a little longer, gets to talk to them, and he learns more about the boys sporadically. It's not like all in one tea session.
Or he's outside really the cool. door and he's crying hearing their info.
Oh, I did love that though, because in that one you only get to see it like once or twice, but like in here, you get to see him cry about everything, because I love how he's just, like, finding out, like, every so often. It makes me happy.
So then, I mean, they get meet Winry more, like, get to know her better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how she kicks Ed out of the room, too. She's like, get out.
Yeah.
I love when she's like, Ed out.
Yeah.
But then she says, why? And it's like,
And he kind of tried to shove it off, like,
he's blushing when she talks.
Oh, yeah, I know. We all know what's happening.
So are you shipping that?
I don't know yet. I'm keeping my eye on it, because I think that's a really cute relationship. I like it, the relationships that are, they don't like to admit that they like each other.
Yeah, so. If you notice, if you look at Al anytime there's Winry Ed moments, you just see him go into that little cutesy
form. Yeah, like less
his metal gets all, like, pink, and he's just like, ee! And I'm like, wow.
It's so cute.
Wow. But yeah, that episode was really, really great, and I love Winry so much. I can't wait for you to get to know her better, especially in this show, because she gets, like, kind of like her own arc at one point. But there was one moment which really sold me on Winry, which I'm sad they didn't get to show it in this one because we don't have enough time, was where we talked about how Ed's mother, when the kids were running around when they were little, she would shine a flashlight and she would flash it every, like, kind of, like, not strobe-like, but it was, you know, one or
a
two.
A signal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to let her know, like, hey, it's time to come back inside. So at one point, Armstrong, Ed, and Al are doing, so I think they went to go visit their house together, not just Ed.
Oh, yeah, we learned to burn the house down, too.
Yeah, yeah. So they find out together, and as they're heading back, you see Winry in the window flashing the light. And I was like,
they didn't put that in here?
No, they didn't put it in this one, so you're not going to see that. But it was nice to see in the original.
That would have been.
But that's like, that was the moment where I was like, Winry is like ride or die. Like,
She's with them till the end.
Well, because when you first meet her, she seems like, okay, she's clearly a sister. She's very spread and this and this. But you get to see that softer side of her, which you don't get to see very often, which is fine because I like that she's a strong character. But I and you'll get to see her softer sides later, but this was just like, it was so quick and it was nice to be like, oh, good for you, Winry.
Nice. Then we get into episode 7, Hidden Truths. So yeah, we talked about the buildings destroyed. It was Lust, and she wants to stop Ed, so damn, they're getting ahead of, like, they're like, nope, these kids are getting too far. They want to stop them, like, now. Then we have the, oh, really quick, but we don't see enough. I wanted more of the Lust, Gluttony, and Scar fight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was so cool, like, the start of it in the sewer, and it's like, and we are done.
Yeah, totally anticlimactic. Yeah, I was ready for this. I was like, okay, let me see my fight scene with Lust, finally. Yeah. Gluttony still creeps me out. I don't really want to see it. Okay. But then,
and his arm got destroyed, but then he's fine later.
Yeah.
No, Gluttony's arm when it gets
when Scar slice. Yeah.
Actually, we didn't talk about, but real brief, Scar does the, with his alchemy, he stops at the breaking things down part of it and doesn't rebuild.
Yeah.
Because they're saying with his alchemy, it's different, which is creepy looking.
Ed
kind of goes like, alchemy is like 3 stages, and this guy doesn't do the final stage of it. And just how he does it is interesting. Lex is making a face.
No, I'm trying to hide my face. Because it gets more into it.
All right.
I forgot to mention also in episode 6, there's a post-credit scene if you didn't get to watch past the credits.
And yeah, that was my fault. Reached out to us on YouTube and said it, and damn nabbit, I forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah. Derek Hogan, at least in the chat, just reminded me of it.
Yes.
You see a scene where Winry goes, huh, where did this bolt come from? And it's Ed's. It was missing.
From his when it arm. Goes like bloop and
yeah.
So wait, so that's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, yeah. There's a part missing from his arm. Like,
it stops working when Envy fights him later.
Oh,
yeah.
There's another post-credit scene, right? Somebody reached out on YouTube and like
when he's fighting against the armor.
Yeah. But thank you, somebody reaching out, and I totally forgot. I need to go back.
Yeah. All right. It was so, pretty much when he was like, something doesn't feel right. And I was like,
well, now I know I'd have to look out for more post-credit scenes if there are.
It's not all the time. That's the problem. So you have to just. I would just do it anyway.
Just check. It's a quick moment, but it was kind of like, So Mustang essentially wants to be Fuhrer in charge of the military, and they were like, maybe you should not talk that loud about it. And I was like, interesting. Then we get, how did they pronounce it in English, the librarian girl?
Cheska? Was it
Cheska? It was Cheska.
Cheska.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They said it more like a SH.
Yeah.
So we'll go.
Cheska.
More like Cheska.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's like, I know everything. I can write it all down. And then gets the job with Hughes, which was a. She's adorable.
Yeah, I love her. She's adorable.
Like, yeah, I read it all down for you.
How crazy is that? That she memorizes everything that she reads.
Yeah, so, very convenient. Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to see her again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, she's employed now.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
She's important, so you'll see more of her. Yeah.
So they get the ingredients for Philosopher's Stone. It's a cookbook. But not exactly, but in a way it works because it's cooking.
I was going to ask you how you guys felt about that, that it's a recipe book.
But it makes sense because, I mean, Ed broke down the thing of, like, how to make a human being. It's essentially a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially it's a cannibal recipe because it involves human beings.
Gross.
And more than
were
one,
were you expecting
too.
That?
So, for humans for to make the stone?
Are the ingredients.
Are the main
how many humans, though?
They don't say. It's more than, definitely more than one. Several.
Well, I feel like there's just, like, there's so much pros and cons to this anime. Like, you have to pay the price half the time.
Yeah.
Like, everything comes with a cost, for sure.
Equivalent exchange. Anime.
Yeah, equivalent
exchange. It's stressing me out. Yes. Like, I'm like,
Get with it. Also, I think, like, in this episode, like, that's probably, like, the most dire, like, information that we get from this episode is that the Philosopher's Stone, in order to be created, it does require a certain amount of human sacrifice.
It's so much more dramatic than the
original. It is so much more dramatic.
Because it has a moment where Ed stands up and does, like, that, like, really, like, dramatic face. And he's like, it's human people. Like, it's, and then, like, Al's freaking out and everybody's freaking out. Yeah.
It's people.
Are going off.
Yeah. It's like, what's happening?
Well, when we learn, he's finding out where it is, the lab next door, next to a prison, how convenient. Is the government involved? This goes back to my earlier theory that I'm like, maybe the government's not all that good.
Hmm.
And of course they go to check it out. I'm not surprised whatsoever. Were you surprised that they're like, yeah, I'm strong, we're not gonna go?
Not at all. It's Ed. Like, I'm learning Ed is just kind of like a Meh. Yeah. I don't think he likes authority that much.
No.
God, no.
That's fine. I admire that about him.
Yeah. Like, keep in mind, his main objective throughout the whole show is to try to get the body back. So he's not a part of being a dog of the military. No. He's not.
He even said that. He's like,
care about that.
Which I like that. I think that's really commendable how just, independent he is.
Yeah, he just uses the resources that his watch gets.
Oh, God,
that's what I'm saying. Resources, yeah. He has a boatload of money.
Buttload of money!
Leading in episode 8, we got the fifth laboratory. We meet number 66 and number 48. Barry and Slicer. And they're the shell armor. Mm-hmm. Just like our owl.
Yo, these episodes were like 5 episodes long. Like, you get so much information.
Yeah, I was like, this was really quick.
It was really quick because you get to like talk more with Slicer and Barry. You get a whole different side mission with it. Because it's crazy because in the original you get to meet Barry in person. He was a serial killer, not just like a person who just killed because, well, I guess that's still a serial killer, but he had a specific MO. He was finding girls that were blonde. Winry comes into town and gets stopped by a lady who's like, oh, could you help me? And she's like, sure. Cause you know, it's at a time frame, I guess, where they're like, yeah, murder. That doesn't happen. And she went to go help him. She gets captured by Barry the Chopper and Ed and Al have to go save her. This is when he actually realizes that the bolt doesn't work as he's trying to save Winry, and he has a moment of like, I can't even save a little girl, and like he goes through that whole
There's so much interesting things in the original.
But they changed it up so much. So I missed that because then you find out that Barry didn't actually die in prison. They used him and then put him in the armor.
Yes.
Wow.
And then technically Slicer is two brothers in one.
Oh, I love that.
That was so good. They're like, just kidding.
Did you like that?
I didn't expect it. I was kind of like, whoa, wow. And also like, they're alive by the seal, right?
Yes.
If that seal is damaged,
that's it.
And same with Al. Yeah. That's how he's still alive.
Yeah, literally, you could just smudge it and he won't come back.
Insane. Yes.
Yeah.
Then we definitely get the creepiest part of the episode where essentially 66 is talking to Al and like, so are you sure you even were alive before? And poor Al is in just like, so super self-doubt mode. Mm-hmm. Understandable, though.
Yeah.
But you're like, no!
That's why it's so crazy when you meet him for the second time in the original. Yeah. But in the original, he's not funny at all. He is a psychopath.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of comedic.
Well, yeah, I liked that. Yeah. I liked comedic Barry. I think, well, I mean, it's sad because it's like, oh, I chopped up a bunch of people. But, like, I love the moment when he's like, oh, where's your body and what's happening with you? Like, that was really cool to kind of see that, like, side of him. But in the original, no.
I actually really like the conversations between Slicer and Ed, though.
Yeah.
That was good. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, we're getting some deep moments. And then it kind of, we end with Ed meeting Les and Envy, and the Envy takes him outside and essentially saves him. And he does hear the, you're going to be a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. And Kimberly's little moment at the end, too. Any other thoughts on that final episode?
Well, it makes sense that they didn't kill him
because
he's a sacrifice.
Yes.
A sacrifice for the Philosopher's Stone? Or...
Maybe.
God, what's happening over there?
Camera.
Because I was like, they totally...
It's been too long.
They totally could have taken Ed out, but they could have. Didn't.
But there's probably something
more
going on.
He's very important to them.
I do got to say about this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this feels like a landmark episode because I think after this is where things... just really start going down.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we don't know yet.
Things like the pace starts picking up, and then people start dropping like
blood. Yeah, all man. Right. It's like Game of Thrones up in this piece. It's insane. There are characters like just like with Nina, like you weren't expecting her to die in this one. So there's going to be a lot more people that you meet that you're like, oh, that's it. They're only in for one episode.
Don't get attached to anyone.
Yeah, no.
Well, there's a character, and I'm not going to say who, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure they die. Later.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. I know exactly what episode you're talking about.
So, all right. Any other final thoughts on these next four?
Bring on the next four.
All right.
Cool. I cannot wait.
We'll do some quick anime news for you all.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's our news. Yay! All right. Funimation came out with some exciting news. We were talking about this earlier today. We all are fans. We all want stuff. Yes, please. To show our fandom love. So, casting a spotlight on the pop culture status and ever-increasing appeal of anime, Funimation released details on its major licensing push to aggressively address consumer demand for anime-related merchandise. Yes. Woohoo! So some of the titles that they're going to have stuff for is Attack on Titan, Black Clover, Cardcaptor Sakura, Clear Card, Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z, Full Metal Panic, My Hero Academia, Steins Gate, Seven Deadly Sins, and Tokyo Ghoul.
Dang. Nice.
I am so ready and I want all the things.
I don't have enough money to buy.
Right? You're like, take my money. Here it is. Yes. So just be out on the lookout for those. Find out more information at Funimation's website.
Cool.
All right. And then Viz Media just had a quick announcement over at C2E2. Upcoming fall release of Frankenstein Junji Ito's Story Collection. So I talked a little bit about Shiver. So now Junji Ito has another one. So it's a retelling of Mary Shelley's classic monster tale, which I'm like, I want to hear this. If you guys haven't read anything by Junji Ito, you should. And it's really good and scary and disgusting. Just how he does stuff just makes you like, and then something a little lighter and funny. We have Make Animals, Felt Arts from Japan. Is a fun and imaginative activity book that is scheduled for print and digital release this fall.
Aww.
The book introduces innovative world of sculpture artist Yoshinobu, whose unique felt art creations include an array of exceptionally lifelike animals.
Cool.
So it's a beautiful art book, and it's as well a lot of photos, and you get to a how-to edition introducing the art of felt crafting to beginners. Like, that's fun.
It's
I've
actually
done
cool.
art stuff with felt, but not a ton. So.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I was just like, you
So, yeah. So, that's a quick anime news. If you guys hear about any specific news you want us to cover, please reach out to us on Twitter. All right. And our word for the day, which works out well because it's National Sibling Day, Onisan.
Onisan!
Older brother. Yay. And it's not quite a word of the day, but I thought of it on this episode. Did you notice when they said mom, they said hahawe?
Yeah.
Which I find is, don't quote me on this one, because just from my knowledge of it, it's like a more formal way to say mom. It's like mother.
I mean, yeah, I guess if they're, I mean, but also I guess in like the time frame too, maybe it's more of
oh, old fashioned.
Yeah.
Because in God Save the King, Kyukarama-o, they say hahawe as well. And I was like, that's a weird way to say it.
I'm just going to say, yeah. I'm going to give it up to the time era.
Yeah, it works with that one because that one's older time. But yes, word of the day, Onisan.
I try to be like really cute. Like
no, I love it.
No, it's adorable. All right, great. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in. Next week, we'll cover the next four episodes. And then we'll figure out how we're doing the end because it's technically 13 for a bracket.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so either we'll break it down like a two or three, but just stay tuned. We'll be covering the next few, guys. So, you know, you're going to want to be here. Oh, so yeah. Where can everybody find y'all later?
Hey, guys, I'm Oliver Jen. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. You can check me out on Popcorn Talk Network on Tuesdays for horror movie news and on AfterBuzz TV for Drag Race after show as well.
Sweet. I'm like Stars. You guys can find me all over social media at atwise890. Stay tuned because we have Lethal Weapon in 2 hours, so we're watching right now, and then we're going to do the after show at 8. And then Archer starts back up in a couple weeks, so if you love Joelle Monique and you love my face, you should come and hang out with us and talk about some crazy other animation, which is Archer.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm. And Tony, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me everywhere at Tony B. Tony. It's T-O-N-Y, the letter B, again, T-O-N-Y, and an underscore at the end.
Nice. Awesome. And my name's Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And new shows coming up soon is The Expanse, Westworld, Handmaid's Tale, and Legion just started. So there's a lot of big, exciting ones. Yeah. Yes, I'm excited. So make sure to follow me for updates on those, as well of this week, totally not anime-related, but they do have a shorts program that has a lot of animation. I'm covering the Indian Film Festival of Los Angeles, so stay tuned on my social media for that. Yes, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz!
See you later!
Yeah.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.